And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Last Sunday, we heard how Jesus began the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. They describe the kind of people his followers are called to be: humble, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, hungry for righteousness, courageous in hope. In today's gospel, Jesus continues his sermon by telling his followers to live out the Beatitudes by becoming the salt of the earth and light of the world. So, salt first. You know, in the Bible, salt had several uses. It preserved food before refrigeration. It purified and healed wounds. And it added flavor. Salt kept things from spoiling and made life better. So when Jesus calls us salt, he's saying our faith should make a difference. We help slow the spread of what is destructive. We bring healing where there is hurt. And we add flavor, kindness, mercy, and hope to a world that can feel bland or bitter. But Jesus also warns that salt can lose its saltiness. If our lives are no different from the culture around us, if our values are diluted, then we lose our witness. Salt that doesn't taste like salt isn't very useful. And then Jesus uses light as another symbol of his call. You know that light is one of the great images of Scripture. God's word is the lamp for our feet. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And yet he says that light now shines through us. But it's important to remember, the light isn't ours. We don't generate it. We reflect it. Like the moon reflects the sun, our lives reflect Christ. And a lamp isn't meant to be hidden. It is meant to be placed where it will help others see. So what does all this mean for us today? Now this little story might help us answer this question. There was a mother mouse who decided to teach her children about the world. So she gathered all her little mice and set out for a walk. They walked down the hall and suddenly found themselves in front of the family cat dozing in the sunlight. The mother mouse was scared, but she didn't want to give in to her fright. So she signaled to the children to be very quiet and to follow as she began to tiptoe quietly and slowly past the sleeping cat. And just as she was about to get past the cat, the cat's eyes popped open and raised its paw. The little mice were petrified. What would their mother do? Well, just as the cat's paw started to come down, that mother mouse looked the cat right in the eye and started barking like a dog. And do you know what? The cat was so startled and frightened that it jumped up and ran away. So the mother mouse wiped her brow and turned to her little mice and said, "Children, I hope you learned a valuable lesson today. Sometimes it is good to know a second language." It's the same way with us. It's good to know a second language. Now, salt and light are the language of the Bible. But it is only when this language is translated into action that it becomes our second language. The first language of salt and light only matters when they show up in how we treat people, how we forgive, how we speak, how we serve. Being salt and light doesn't mean being loud or perfect. It means living our discipleship in ordinary, visible ways, standing for what is right, offering hope to the hurting, shining kindness into dark places. Remember, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The point is, it isn't us. It's God. When our lives reflect Christ, others catch a glimpse of how good God really is. So this week, let us remember who we are. We are salt. We are light. And let us also remember to speak the second language, not just with words, but with our life. Amen.